Pro football resumes tonight. The New York Giants are playing. The Super Bowl champions meet the Washington Redskins. The many people who'll be watching this season include Bill Curry, a former pro football player himself. Good morning once again.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Curry. And I have to say, last time we spoke, we referred to you as an ESPN analyst, I think. But now I can just call you coach.
That's right. Back in the saddle at Georgia State University with a brand new program.
Starting in 2010, so you have a couple of free seasons, undefeated seasons ahead of you.
We've got T-shirts that say still undefeated. I've got one good friend whose wife said, I want you to get a job like him where you sign a contract, you go 2 years without playing a game, and then we'll quit. I said, I don't think they're going to let me quit.
So as you're coaching, so to speak, or preparing to coach, you're also following pro football. And let's talk about the Super Bowl champion Giants very briefly. They're a favorite I see in this opening game, but not a crushing favorite against not the world's greatest team. Are they being underrated a little bit?
Well, they were a surprise team last year in so many ways, and we don't have time to get into all of it. They sort of came on strong just the way you would like an NFL team to peak at the very end. And then the thing they did to win 10 consecutive road games, I don't know that I've ever seen that in my whole life. So it would be very difficult to duplicate, especially with the absence of Michael Strahan and the injuries that the Giants have sustained.
Well, does that mean that this is a wide-open NFL season then?
I think so. The Patriots' dominance came to a screeching halt last year, and that could have been predicted by the way the Giants played against them in the last league game. So it was really an interesting season, but those things are tough to repeat.
Bill Curry, we could talk about a bunch of other individual teams, but I want to ask a broader question, if I might. What, if anything, as this season begins, strikes you about the game and the players and the way they've changed over the years?
Well, everybody's talking about the spread offenses and the way the passing game is taking precedence, and all that's true. But what I see that people probably won't notice, if you want to sound really smart at your next football party, you can say, look at the push those guys have. There are some guys that are playing in the middle that get push against the offensive line by just being so huge and so fast that they dominate. Vince Wilfork of the New England Patriots is 6'2", 325. Sean Rogers was just traded to Cleveland, 6'4", 320. Kevin Williams of Minnesota, 6'5", 311. These guys line up between the guard and the center or on the center's nose, and they just mash everything in their path. And I think it's a story that's being missed.
Although there have been 300-pounders around the game for a long time. Are these guys different from the 300-pounders of 20 or 30 years ago?
Yes, indeed. A good question. The great players, Merlin Olsen, Joe Green, Alan Page, those guys were maybe 265, 270. They were lightning fast, and they were all pro, and they're now in the Hall of Fame, all three of those I mentioned. But the 300-pounders and the 300-pound-plus guys were usually big, fat guys, and you could just knock them down. These guys are 340, and they're lean. It's just like Superman has appeared on the scene.
Is anybody wondering if this is all entirely legitimate, substance-free?
Everybody wonders about substance abuse now, and it's sad to even have to bring it up. And I don't know the answer to that. I do know that the testing policy in the league is better than it used to be. I pray that all this is natural. If somebody were to put me on the witness stand and ask if I could swear that it's all natural, I'd have to say, no, I don't know.
Bill Curry, good to talk with you again.
Great talking to you, Steve.
He is the coach at Georgia State, still undefeated, and author of a new book called 10 Men You Meet in the Huddle.